2NURFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed with you. And if you're looking to find more sustainable options for your home, there's a free forum on this Sunday at Hamilton Hive called Moving in the Right Circles. And on the line to tell us all about it is Jess Hodge from Resourceful Living. Jess, why is creating a healthy and sustainable home more important than ever?
It not only makes us save money, but it makes us live a happier and healthier life as well.
Well, you'll have talks on recycling, reducing, repairing and interior design. Can you tell us more about those?
Yeah, of course. So we've got Nadine, who is an interior designer, and she specialises in looking at sustainability as well as the products that, you know, are long-lasting and durable, which is really important. And then Marty will be there talking about how we can all make practical and accessible changes. And a little bit of change makes a big change in the future. And then I'll be there talking about all the different types of plastics and how you can actually reuse them and recycle them within your own home.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, of course. So for an example is definitely I'll be showing on the weekend how to transform a milk carton into some earrings. So
they
would make an excellent gift for, you know, mum, sister. And it's just a way of saying, you know, that's an item that would have actually been thrown out once the milk was gone. However, it's gone on to live a new life and it will, you know, be a pair of earrings.
You were telling me about different recycling items having numbers on them that signify different things and you can do different things with them.
Yeah, that's correct. So on the bottom of a lot of packaging, you'll find in a triangle, there's a number and it's 1 through to 7. And for example, a number 2 is a milk carton or a number 5 is an ice cream container. And both of those have different properties, which means we can reuse and make them into different items with longevity and durability.
Wow, it sounds really interesting. What role do you think community events like this forum play in driving change?
I feel they're a huge way to making change because one of the biggest things is it can feel really overwhelming and you're not really sure where to start, whereas forums like this, you can come along, talk to us and take one thing away. That's all we ask, one thing away and make that small change, because it's much easier to make, you know, one small change than absolutely flip your whole lifestyle on its head. So I would encourage everyone to come along and see if you can just change one little thing that will not only save you money, but also make for a healthier home.
And you really think that, you know, good design can change how we live sustainably day to day?
Definitely. I think the more that we look at sustainable options of products that are meant to last means that we're not, you know, repurchasing, you know, every 3 months on an item because it's broken.
Fantastic. It's really interesting. If anyone wants to find out more about being sustainable, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, definitely. So head to renew.org.au/events, and it's the first event that'll come up and it's called Moving in the Right Circles, Creating Healthy and Sustainable Solutions in Your Home.
Fantastic. Well, if you'd like to know more about Moving in the Right Circles, free forum, it's on this Sunday, 2 to 5pm at Hamilton Hive. Thank you so much, Jess. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved it.
Thank you. Good luck with the event.
Thanks.
Thank you. You can check out our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.